Here we are, the very first Saturday. And you know what we do the first Saturday of every month is we have Jan Diotry in, and we have Arizona Farm Bureau in, and we talk about the amazing food, all the fresh food we have in Arizona, talking about pork.
We are talking about pork. And you know, Jen, I never thought that you and I would be sitting in a room pouring through statistics on state rankings by hogs and pig inventory. But well, here we are. We're winners.
We're not the top five. We're not the top 10.
But you know what? It's such a growing industry, and there are so many cool shops. I was telling you about one of my favorite shops in Queen Creek. It's called The Pork Shop. And I think it's three-generation family farm now. But people from all over the state drive out there. It's about a mile away from Queen Creek Olive Mill. And you can buy andouille, and you can buy Italian sausage, chorizo, and bacon. And they have green chili, pork chili. It's amazing. But you know what? I'm talking about dinner for you tonight. People love casseroles, mm-hmm. and they love pork, but a lot of folks are stumped. You know, what do I do with a pork chop?
You fry it up.
This is amazing, and this is kind of a make-ahead casserole. I went out and I bought some pork chops. Big lesson here. I bought boneless center-cut pork loin chops, which is more expensive. They're more expensive than the pork chops on the bone.
Okay.
But I like the bone better. Anything with bone in is going to give you better flavor especially
right?
for your casserole. So I say go ahead and get pork chops with the bone.
Okay.
Flour them lightly.
Okay.
Get them in a skillet. Cast iron skillet would be awesome. And so I did a tablespoon of oil, a tablespoon of butter. I got the pork chops fried nice and brown, and then I took them out of the skillet, set them aside. Then you're going to throw in a chopped sweet yellow onion, about 3 or 4 cloves of minced garlic, and some mushrooms. Cook those up, add a little bit more oil and butter, and then you're going to put the chops in a casserole dish, mm-hmm. pour those mushrooms over the top, and in that skillet that has all the drippings, you put a little marsala and mix it all. You're going to deglaze it. Pour it over your casserole in the oven for 15 minutes and done. And you tasted it.
Oh, it is melting your mouth.
We had dinner for breakfast this morning, right?
That's tasty. Oh, it's good for any time. And so this is the other white meat.
The other white meat. It's all about our Arizona farmers. I love you guys. I do.
If you want the recipe, you can find it on our blog at rosieonthehouse.com. And also we'll post it on Facebook for you. Thanks, Jan, for coming in.
Absolutely.
At Rosie on the House, we want you to get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. That's why we bring you the Arizona Staycations. Pick up your car at Sanderson Ford. We'll set you up and your accommodations. Plus Sibley's West Arizona Gift Shop, Soretta's Candy, Coyote Ode Cookies, Sphinx Date Ranch, Cactus Candy, and Arizona Highways always provide some swag for your trip. Win your Arizona Staycation. Register now only at rosieonthehouse.com. Great places for you to go see in the great state of Arizona. I have here in my hands right now a list of 100 sites just in the state of Arizona that are open to the public for you, your kids, your spouse, your friends to go out and go see. The northeast corner of the state. Gosh, man, it's just so pretty. And people drive right through it on the way to Telluride or Durango or Denver or Taos. But it's a beautiful part of the state. We talked about staying at La Posada and having dinner at the Turquoise Room. It's a meal you'll never forget. And from there, you get up to Homolivi State Park. And that's a great state park out on the open plains where there are actually dwellings of hundreds and hundreds of people and inhabitants. And they were divided and they ended up splitting up and going up to First and Second and Third Mesa, where there's still Oribe is the oldest continually inhabited human site in North America, and it's right here in Arizona. Now, it's your turn to take yourself to any other corner of the state, and you do that by getting to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. On the front page, it's right there. We make it as easy as humanly possible. Click on Arizona Staycation. It's sponsored by the great people at Sanderson Ford. You register to win the staycation. Once a month, we pick a name, and then we empty all the names. So you can register to win every single month until you win, okay? We encourage you to do that. Register to win, and if we draw your name, you get to go to Sanderson Ford. Now, they've got 64 acres of Ford vehicles, new and used, over there. And in one corner of the lot, they've got what they've called their demonstration stable, where they've got a current lot of cars where you can go pick. These are cars that if one of their customers are thinking about buying or trading in, they keep certain models available there to get them out on the road and let people try them. Jennifer, my wife, gives you a gift card that will more than cover all the gas. Sanderson Ford is going to give you the car full of gas. She puts gift baskets in there from Soretta Candy, or Coyote Ode Cookies, or Arizona Highways, any one of a number of other partners, Sphinx Date Ranch also. You'll have the gift box, you'll have the car, you'll have the gift card. Now, that's only available one place, and that's at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And we call it the Sanderson Ford Arizona Staycation. And it's all for you, the Arizona homeowner, who we come here and every Saturday morning to do one thing, that we want to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend.